Hello, and welcome to episode two of Podmas, or day two of Podmas. I never know how to say it. If you're new around here, Podmas is something that I created. Don't let anybody tell you different. To combine podcasting and Christmas, it was a bit of a copy of Vlogmas. Essentially, all it is a way to podcast without the faff, without the jazziness, without worrying about editing. Excuse me. Just a way to remove the kind of perfectionism in podcasting. Anyway, so last year or the year before, I didn't do it last year, but year before and the year before that, I did prompts so people could join in. But this year, I haven't had time, so I'm just jumping in and saying something different each time I record a podcast. And also, it's not every day. I'm just going to do it sporadically throughout December. So today I wanted to talk about guilty pleasures, and I'm going to let you into a few of mine. But first of all, I don't feel guilty about any of them, okay? Neither should you, but the title works. And it's kind of perfectly descriptive of what it is. You know what I'm talking about when I say guilty pleasures. First off, cleaning videos. I could also call this the most off-brand things about me. Last year, I remember sharing on Instagram stories something about me, how much I like EastEnders. And Charlotte Jacqueline said, "I think this is the most off-brand thing about you." Anyway. These are maybe some of the most off-brand things about me. So here we are. Right. First off, cleaning videos. Oh, I love watching cleaning videos. I love them. In fact, Isabel Knowles and I really were in each other's inboxes about how much we love cleaning videos. Totally secret. The people I follow are people that I don't follow any of their other content. So people like, The Organized Mum Method. I've actually never got into Mrs. Hinch, but I think I probably would for the cleaning hacks. Emily Norris, Kerry Whelpdale. I'm so into them, but I do not relate to any of their other content at all. But they're so good. I could, and it genuinely makes me want to clean more. I'm actually really into cleaning anyway. But yeah, I could just watch cleaning videos like for hours, genuinely. Especially when it's something like extreme cleaning, like kitchen cleaning, stuff like that. Really fun. The other one is convenience food. So because I'm plant-based, I think people think I'm healthy. I'm not at all. I am 100%. And when I was totally vegan, when I was a strict vegan, I was a junk food vegan. I love convenience food. And also I think because of my ethos around sustainability and being kind of low impact, maybe people think I don't have any plastic in my house, but I do. I love convenience food. I've got two kids. Also it's during the global pandemic when I've been asked for snacks about 300 million times a day. Like, you need snacks, and most snacks come in plastic. I don't have time to bake, so convenience food. Also, I think I have the palate of a toddler. The last one, Netflix binge sessions whenever I get a chance. Honestly, if I get any downtime, the first thing I'll do is just get into bed and watch Netflix. Specifically, Jane the Virgin, Greenleaf. Any kind of true crime documentary, same as with podcasts, actually. I'm really into true crime or anything kind of investigative. But at the moment, it's Jane the Virgin. Yeah, can't stop watching it. I mean, I've watched the whole lot already, but I'm rewatching it. So that's it. This is a very, very short episode. Let's see if we can get it to 5 minutes. So if you liked this episode, then please share it, rate, review. All of that jazz. If you didn't like it, I don't care. And if you want to join in with Podmas, do it. Just join in. There's no official way to join in. There's no rules. Just get involved. And I'll see you when I see you.